So then he has shadow. Mash is the implication being, the implication in the first Abaya of Rabbah, being, that if he's brought out in Chayim Ufulachim Mocho, then the Abaya is Chayim. But from the second Abaya it's Mash, but other way around. That even if he spells out Kiyam Mechiyayim, Mufa Mechiyayim Bocho. So the Dachor is not. That's what the Ram is. Vip Titzoy, Hol Romo, Ma'ay Mishne Mashvati Lo Bakiyam Mechiyayim Mufa Mechiyayim Bocho Mishnoi Mahan. Ubosa Hocha Mashvati Lo Mahan. No, the boy is Mufa Mechiyayim Bocho Mahu. O Yidru Bo, Kiyam Lo Bakiyam Mechiyayim, Kiyam Lo Bakiyam Mechiyayim Bocho Mahim Koma. Why? So the move of the Mocha is effective. Mashenke, if he did say Kinu Chayei, then the Pshita is effective. So it's a similar between the first Abaye, the implication of the first Abaye, and the implication of the second Abaye. Because now, the Rabbi, so what the Rabbi say? The Rabbi bechul gav b'misanto. Bechul kom ahim kintolei maro, bechul maro, mishnefti enoka. ואין לך נאמה, דיבור ימי מעלים כנצרעים מה, הוא לא אומר לו, ולא יהיה ידעה, אפילו לא אומר לו מה. So then, it says, so if the דיבור is not a So אומר לו, הוא כבר מחיר למוח אמר So if, in other words, אם כנצרעים מה, הוא לא אומר. That's one reason as to why there couldn't be, if the דיבור couldn't be effective למוח. And another reason is, that if he didn't say it, it still couldn't be effective. But, always another question, another shayla. Oh, my Lord, we're going to be more home. Me, I'm going to be more home. We're going to be more home. Don't come to the Israeli. Oh, if you're more king, I'm going to be more home. I'm going to be more home. So one alternative in the second Abai is that when he says, move on the Chimoho, so it's ineffective. Therefore, the Moho. Why is it even effective? Because when he says Mufal Chilin Mocho, so it is implicit that Kilin Chidon Ayei. So in Mele, it's considered as if he said both. And if he said both, so, and the way the Ram explains it, the Gemara already said two Intim Tzolaymas. Intim Tzolaymah Hove Omalo, and even if Omalo, so it's ineffective as well. So ineffective as well. So the Meile, the first alternative and the second Abaye, on the basis of the two intitulamas that Gemara just mentioned, is that it's possible to say that even though he didn't explicitly say Kiyam Lechiyayei Mufa Lechiyayei Mocho, he just explicitly said Mufa Lechiyayei Mocho, but implicitly he also said Kiyam Lechiyayei. So the Meile, since implicitly he also said Kim Nechayim, and then he said, Mufa Lechiyayei Mocho. So the Mocho was a name of the Kim Nechayim. Oy Dilmo, Kim Lomolo Kim Nechayim, Kim Lomolo Mufa Lechiyayei Mocho, Meayim Koma. So in other words, we don't say that implicitly he in effect said, Kim Nechayim, Mufa Lechiyayei Mocho. But he only said Mufa Lechiyayei Mocho, and the Kiyam Lechiyayim he didn't say either explicitly or implicitly. So Mele, Mufa Lechiyayei Mocho by itself is effective. Mufa Lechiyayei Mocho by itself is effective. So what's the pshat in Mufa Lechiyayei Mocho? Ma'ayim koma? So according to the first portion in the Randa Fayim Beis, that Hakfor Elach Hazman Yisrael, we don't say Kol Tzadipurei, we only say Kotsa Kiyonei, so the Pshat in this Gemara, Kiyomar Lomuk Al Chalimocha Ma'alim Koma means that it's a Yafor and now and the Chaleis is Limocho, the Chaleis is Limocho. Now you ask a question, how can the Gemara say in one alternative? Kiyomar Lomuk Al Chalimocha Ma'alim Koma. And according to the Ram's first question, in the high base of the base, it means that the Chaleis will be Mocho. How could the Chaleis be Mocho? It's not the Yishmot Shomrei. So then we have to say, according to the first Lashon Ram, the high base of the base, that the Haloche, the Yishmot applies to the Ma'isafor. In other words, if the Ma'isafor is not the Yishmot, so in other words, he cannot make the Ma'isafor, so it's ineffective. But if the Ma'isafor, if the Ma'isafor takes place the Yishmot, but the Chaleis Afor is Lachayim Shomrei, it doesn't matter. The Pshat in the Zerasakosu is the infinite, now of the body. For the duration of the day does not realize myself for it, then the nether becomes mukam by abdication. By abdicating. So only if the myself for it takes place the next day. So that means that in the Yom Shomei, the bound half in effect abdicated. So the name becomes mukam. Masheke, if the myself for it took place in Yom Shomei, but the Haleza for it takes place the next day, it doesn't matter. According to the second portion in the Ram, that I means that over there on the Kishmane means that the Chaleis is right now. But if the Chaleis would be later on, so then in the Chaname we would say Kotsok in Yone, Kotsok Bure, some Mele, so we have to say the Pshat in the Gemara here is Kikom alo Mupo lechim Mocho Me'ayinkom. Alright, now this is the Pshat of the Ram. Now, the Pshat of the Rosh is there. The Rosh is very obscure, and some words are missing, but it's not the only Rosh where certain words are missing. I mean, you find, on every other daf, you find a Rosh or a Tesves, or one word or two words are missing. So I'm a little here, but the way the Kavaneo understands the Rosh, and that's probably the Pshat, in all probability, that's the Pshat of the Rosh. So according to the Rosh Pshat, there is no stira between the implication in the first Abaye of Rabbe and the implication in the second Abaye of Rabbe. There is no stira. Why not? Because the Rosh explains it as follows. Kim nechiyaye ima. That way he didn't say, Kim nechiyaye mufo nechiyaye, but just, Kim nechiyaye. So in other words, it's a peculiar Rosh. He employed a peculiar Rosh. Why did he say, Kim nechiyaye? He wanted to be Mikayim, he should say, Kiyum Echi, not Kiyum Echi Ayei. So the answer is, that the Kavone is, and even if his Kavone, even if he says, we have to say the Pshat in the Rosh is, what, just a question, what he meant? Let's ask him. And he has Nemones, he definitely so. So in other words, so this is the Mishnah Taloshim, this is what the expression, and its face purports to close. So anyway, even if he says he didn't mean it, so it's wrong shalom. So we say that this is the connotation. This is in the Mishnah Taloshim. This is the connotation. We have to say it. So what is the Rosh? Boy Rabbi Kim Lechi Ali Mal. Mi Am Lo Kim Am Lo Ba Mulo Lechi Mocho Dome. Vim Lo Ikin Am Ayom Ayei. El Lo Mal Mim Sur Dayei. Yeshu Dan Kayei Mi Ekayei. Abo Lo Mocho Yir Mufo. Vim Lo Afo En Ayei. Because the Rosh is a very peculiar Rosh. Because Akome means Akome. What you say is confirmed today. Confirmed. If it's confirmed, it's confirmed. So the answer is, we could say that Kiyum Lechayim really meant, and that it implies that he meant. So maybe even if he says he didn't mean it, it's Roshula. So in other words, so we say that this expression implies that he meant by using that peculiar expression of Kiyum Lechayim, rather than Kiyum Lechi, he meant that Mufa Lechayim Mocha. In other words, he's suspending Afore till tomorrow. He's suspending Afore till tomorrow. Not that he meant to confirm the letter. He didn't mean, by using the expression Kiyum Lechayim, he didn't intend to confirm the letter, but he intended to suspend the Afore till tomorrow, to hold the Afore in abeyance till tomorrow. Because if he had meant to confirm, he should have said Kiyum Lechi, not Kiyum Lechi Ayim. So we are not giving them no more Lechi Lemocho. So we may lay. It is how. Now let's look at the Rosh of the Rosh. Elav li yisuvet ayim yishvitan li kayim li yekayim. Abo lemocho yiye mufo. Vi yisri laaforem ayim. Why did he say vi yisri laaforem ayim? Doesn't that indicate, like the Shita of the Rabbi Pleiya, that if the Chaleis does not take effect, right, does not take place right now for tomorrow, so then it's also the Gula. But in order that it should be effective, so we have to say the Hinskla Forem Ayim. But he said that the Darfore should be suspended. In other words, he didn't mean to postpone the Darfore. foto male. If he had meant to postpone the appointment, the whole issue of the apportionment should be tomorrow, so then it's null and void. But he wants the apportionment to take effect right now. But even though the apportionment takes effect right now, it should be in a state of abeyance, of suspension, under the man. But the chaleitz takes effect right now. So maybe it is how? It is how? Oidilmo holoyoma mufalek. Uleivom lenem ra'apore michlal. So we do not say that this is a Rosh Hashanah. Yes, so maybe since it's not Rosh Hashanah, even if you'll say in my heart, I meant that the apore should take effect right now, but that it should be held in abeyance till tomorrow, so it's not Rosh Hashanah. So it's not it. Uleivom lenem ra'apore michlal. Im moishe yitze apore bifim. Adol, however, this is what the Karabar opens out. That according to Rosh, if you say both, so then we cannot say that he meant, that he, by saying Kim Chiyayim, he meant to verbalize our Torah that should take effect right now, but should be held in abeyance till tomorrow. To be held in abeyance tomorrow. Because if that had been his intention, why does he have to say, Kiyam Lichyayei, Kiyam Lichyayei, Kiyam Lichyayei, and Muka Lichyayei. So why does he have to say both? So he said, Avu Mashteyen, Kayom Lichyayei. The Kiyam Dagdikol Bochel Yilmocha. So probably word is missing. Because we cannot say, is Ein Kiyam Dagdik, Yev Shalim Dagdik. Or any killing blackdick. Or if no word is missing, so then it's a mishtek tie. So in other words, Avri Momashteyen Kayon, Avri Momashteyen, if he said both, Kiyam Lichyayin, and Mufalech Lebochor, if he expressed both explicitly, so then he's Kayam Lichyayin. So then the Lichyayin is effective, and the other Dibur is not effective. Kidemi Dagdik, or either a word is missing, Eimli Dagdik, or Kidemi Dagdik, or Limocho Yimocho. That's impossible, Bibio, Shariyoma Befeku Shmuka Lechi, Limocho, Hilka, Kayim Kalayim Kalma. So then, in Mishpat HaRosh, if he says both, then we cannot say that Kidemi Lechi Ayim in Mishpat HaRosh means that they are Hakor Limocho. So, but Hakor Limocho, So he said Mufal Mocho. So why did he have to say Kim Lechayei? So obviously Mishpat HaRosh, the Kim Lechayei meant that it should be Mikuyim today. So since he was Mikayim for today, so the Melech, and then he was also Melech, so HaFor cannot be Chal if it is coupled together with HaKomet. Hilka, Kayim Kolayim Kom. This is what he said. And from Tesis Rosh, Tesis it's also Rishniktiye. Thesis is also Mashma. This, alright. So this is how the Ran explains it, and this is how Thesis and the Rosh. It's Mashma from Rosh of Thesis that he explains it like Rosh. Now, there is a machlokes between the Taz and the Shach as to how the Rambam explained the second Abai. Now, let's see. The second Abai. אם תמצאו עם הרוב לא אמרו לך, אומר לו מופה לכי למוחו, מה? מי אמרו לו למוחו ריבוץ הנפה? דוקאי לו למיד ראיי, או ידיעו לו כאילו ואומר לו כאילו לכי איי, כי אומר לו מופה לכי למוחו, מה ימי? So according to the Taz and the Gro, according to the Taz and the Gro, so then it is the Pshat of the Rambam in this second Abaye is like the Pshat of the Rambam. In other words, what are the two, according to the Rav, what are the two alternatives in the second Abaye? He said, Omo lo mufo lechi limocho. Mi amrino limocho limotze meiva, do kiyim le nivre hayei. So in other words, that means that implicitly he verbalized eyakame, mi meile limocho limotze meiva, even though explicitly he did not verbalize eyakame, iloshno vakame, but implicitly by saying Mufa Lechilimocho, so it's implicit. He implicitly verbalized the Rosh Hashanah. Some Meile, Lemocho Lemotzeleifa. That's one of them. The second alternative is, we do more king to Romalo, Kiyam Lechiyayei, is Kikomalo, Mufa Lechilimocho, Mayim Komar. In other words, that by saying Mufa Lechilimocho, he's not in effect implicitly verbalizing Yaakov for Ayei, but he's just verbalizing a Yaakov for Lemocho, so that it is effective. And then the Gemara says, "Min Timtzolema, Afel Hoche, Kim de Kile Hayein, Limochot Mandi Sedone." So it's like the first alternative in the second Abaye. That means there is an implicit verbalization of the Hakom. So the Mele, there is no Afore. There is no Afore. And the Rambam Paskins, like in the Tzolema. Like in the Tzolema. So this is the Pshat of the Taz, of the Gro, in the Rambam. In the Rambam. Now, what was the Rambam? Alright, now a number of cases. Now, he starts discussing the cases of Abbas series of Abayas. Why? Because the Rambam passes like Mitzalema. Holy Romalo. Now the second Abaye, he also passes like the second Mitzalema. Omalo Mufal Cholimocho, Ein Mufo, Shari Kibay Hayei, Ulimocho Ven Yochel Ovo. So according to the Taz of the law, the chapter of the Rambam means, Shari Kibay Hayei, it's a Kome. In other words, it's like the first alternative to the second Abaye. The Mitzalema is, and this is what the Tzolema says. And then the Afor is Lo Mahal. That's the pshat of the Taz of the Gro. The Shach explains it differently. He says the Rambam doesn't say in the second Abaye. He doesn't say Omale Mufal Lechol Mocho Harim Zekayim. He says in Mufa. Then he says Shari Kimi Haye. But he should have said if the pshat of the Taz in the Gro had been correct. In other words, that according to the Taz in the Gro, the Rambam's pshat in the second Abaye is mamesh like the pshat of the Ram. There is no doubt that according to the Ram, this is what the Gemara means. Mi Aminu Lemochol Motzei Fado Kaimulim Haye, because implicitly he verbalized Akom by explicitly saying Mufal Chilimocho, he implicitly said, Kim Lechayim. So that's Akom. According to the Taz in the Gro, this is how the Rambam explains this alternative too. And then, the Intim Tzolema, like the first alternative, in the second Abaye, means Kim Lechayim. Means, Kim Lechayim means that it is, that Hakom Yisrael. Hakom Yisrael. But the Shach says no, Nikudas HaKesef. The Shach and Nikudas HaKesef says no. Since the Rambam doesn't say, Omer lo mufal lechilimocho, harei zikayo. But he says, any mufa. So that means, so the Ram, the Nikudas HaKesef says, that the Rambam explained it not like the Ram. He explained it as follows. Omer lo mufal lechilimocho, ma, mi amrin omer lo mocho, mi moce meipea. Kaimu Nidrayein means that it was not Mufa for today's duration. Not Kaime in the sense that becomes Nikoi. That it was not Mufa for the duration of the day. It was not Mufa, but so Do Kaimu Nidrayein, it was not Mufa for the duration of the day. Oidilmo king Roma the Kai Hiaye Kikomalo Mufa Lechilimocho Mayim. So the question is, what's the difference between the first alternative and the second alternative? So the Nikudas HaKesef says, according to the Rambam's Pshat in the Gemara, there is no doubt that if the Baal or the Av says Mufa Lechilimocho, so let's say he said Mufa Lechilimocho at 9 o'clock in the morning. So if he wants at 2 o'clock in the afternoon to be made fair, then he can be made. Then he can be made fair. But the Abaye has referenced the case where he said 9 o'clock in the morning, he said, move a little more. And then he didn't realize he knew my sakha. He didn't say anything. So that's the shah. So if he, let's say at 9 o'clock in the morning, he said move a little more, and then at 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock, within the day, before the expiration of the day, he was made for it, then it's hard. Because no akomet took place, there is no real akomet took place. But the Gemara has two alternatives. In the case where he wasn't made for it, he just said 9 o'clock in the morning, move a little more. That's all he did. That's all he did. And then the day expired without the Baal Da'av making the new Ma'isafah. So he said, Mi Amdin, Limochah. And he didn't make the Afogan that day. Because this Afogan of Mufa Lechim Limochah was incapable of annulling the neder the next day. Because the Kamilaye, he explicitly said that today the Afore should not take effect. So if the Afore did not take effect today, so the Mele the Afore cannot take effect tomorrow. The Afore cannot take effect tomorrow. It cannot take effect tomorrow. In other words, so you can say that that's the shayla according to the shach. In other words, whether there can be a afore lachazman. But that will be the next shayla. When Mufa Lechi Lachasho, when he says, Mufa Lechi Lachasho. But right now, we don't even have to discuss that question. In other words, the shayla discussed by Rabbi Meir. The shayla discussed by Rabbi Meir. Whether one can be made fair lachazman. So Rabbi Meir says that if the chaleris is to take effect lachazman, then it's in effect. If the chaleris is to take effect right now, so then it is effect. Then I mentioned that according to the shite, if we combine the longness of Rabbi Meir, that just as we say kolso kiyone, we say kolso dibure, if we combine that with the longness of the Ramban, that the Rashba in Dushin Dasamadimu mentions in his name, that even when the Chaleis is now Kolera, we still say Kolso Kiyone. If we were to combine both Talochas, so then it would be impossible to realize the Afore now, the Maiz Afore now, with results for later on. Even if the Chaleis would take place right now. The question is whether there is any such rishi who combines the longness of Rabbi Meir, and just as we say also the only we say also the Bilei, with the longness of the Ramban in Kedushin, that even when the Chaleis takes place now, but if it is to affect later on, so then we still say also the only. So then the net result, if there is any rishi who will combine both he say this, then the net result will be that it's impossible for a Afore to take effect if it will not affect the nether right now. If it will affect the nether for the month. So we don't have to say that when the Gemara says, Mi amino mi mocha mi motzemei, do kimei li nidrei, do kimei li nidrei hayei. In other words, so it doesn't mean Kilo in Rayel Hachol Hakol Oschal. Since there was the Afore did not take place, he did not verbalize the Afore for today. That's what it means. Kilo in Rayel. Since the Afore was postponed, since the Afore was held in abeyance, was suspended. For tomorrow, and tomorrow it couldn't be made fair. So the melee, it couldn't take effect now, for tomorrow, in view of the fact. So right now the Gemara is not discussing the question as to whether as whether there could be a for now to take it to affect tomorrow, to affect now later. Maybe a for now to affect now later the same day could take place, because he could still carry out the apore later on in the day. Masheike, to apore now, to realize the apore now, to affect moho. And moho, he has no jurisdiction to affect apore. So maybe apore now to affect moho couldn't take place either. That's what the Gemara says. So this apore could not be effective for tomorrow, because tomorrow you have no jurisdiction. So now the Gemara is not committing itself on the next question. Can one realize apore now to effect 5 hours later, the same day? That may be yes, because 5 hours later he'll still have jurisdiction over the neder. He'll still have a kiyak to be made there. But right now the Gemara is discussing a question whether there could be a din apore now to affect tomorrow, when tomorrow he will not have any jurisdiction over the neder, because it will not be Yom Shabbat. So that is one alternative. According to the Kodesh HaKese, Kaimi Rayim doesn't mean because Hakome was hard. To Kaimi Rayim because he held the apore in abeyance till the next day, when he will have no jurisdiction. So Mimele, such a apore can have no chalesim. Can have no chalesim later on, and can't have any chalesim now either. Because it is to be held in abeyance. The little effect of the apore is to be held in abeyance until tomorrow, when the Baal Da'av will not have jurisdiction over there. So Mimele, it has no legal effect at all. It has no legal effect at all. That's the first alternative. So Mimele, that means that the Chaleis takes place right now. The Chaleis takes place right now. And since the Chaleis takes place right now, so Mimele, we do not say also the Borei, even though it is to affect tomorrow's day, when the Baal Da'av will not have any jurisdiction. But since the Chaleis takes place now, to affect the Achille of tomorrow, even though tomorrow is the neder will not be in the shoes of the Baal of Da'av, but in view of the fact that Ma'alei Koma means that the Chaleis takes effect right now, to affect tomorrow. So Mimele, it is Chal. So it is Chal for tomorrow. It is Chal now for tomorrow. So even though he didn't realize a new Maizah for it. So, but tomorrow, the neder is an old. Through the Chaleis that took place yesterday. So then the Gemara says, V'yiptitzolei ma'afiloche, ki'yibike ma'aye, limocho ki'man li'isedome, that it's not Chayet. To realize the apore with the chaleis taking place right now, but to effect that it should be held in abeyance till tomorrow, so it will affect the tomorrow, when tomorrow you will have no jurisdiction. So remember, that means that this maisa apore is null and void, and since it's good, and since he didn't make a new maisa apore the same day. So the Melee, when the tomorrow comes, when the tomorrow day arrives, he, the Baal Da'av, not realizing the new Maisa Apore, so the Melee becomes Mukeh, because no Apore took place in the Yishonet. The other alternative is, the Apore took effect yesterday. For tomorrow, for today. Even though today it's already not within the jurisdiction of the Baal of that. So the Gemara says, "Vinti Tzoleima, Avloche Kim Nikim Ayin, Nimocho Kim Andi Yisedom." So what does it mean, Kim Andi Yisedom? So that means that the Afore did not take effect. the myself forth for tomorrow had no effect. So, but he had verbalized the new myself forth in the same day. Then he commanded me, because I guess it says. Then, according to Maskona Vimore, the Neda would have been enough. There's the machlokes between the talents and the shaft, in the pshat and the machlokes. Now, the Mechaber in Simeon Reish Lam Dalet Sif Mem Vov said as follows: Omar lo mufa lechi mocho eini mufa. Then the Ramo says V'yei Sheimrin de Havaki, V'yei Sheimrin de Havaki. So the Ta says, V'yei Sheimrin, he says V'divir Ramo Sheimkia V'yei Sheimrin de Havaki Dmui Meid. Why did he say Tumrosh? In other words, so the Ramo Shite is like the Kutzakes. This is how the Kutzakes explains the Ramo. The Taz is the Kashi, why was he saying the Yeshem in the Avichim Tumrosh? Whenever the Ramo says in the Agoye, the Yeshem, like this, that means it's unlike the Shita of the Mechav. But the Taz Kashi is against the Ramo, that's Mamish the Shita of the Mechav. Omer Omufel Chilimocho, Eni Mufel, that's the Roshna Ramba. Why it mean any mufer? Because it's mikuyem. Like the first alternative, the second abaye. So why do they say the yeshayim? The mechavas means the same thing. So the hanik moyo ayim tutsalayim asher chamu dibra ramo sheiki av yeshayim tavikim kmui vei tal gamdeo vishayim osvir lekach do kosach eni mufer ein peru sheishi yocho akoponim ein lofer hayim ibar cheres ובהם יעבינו בגמור אם תצלימה כי דיקאים יעיים כי מנדיעי סדום. So it's Mikuye. So it doesn't mean that according that it could have been made here the same day. Umimeinu lehanu shuma kore v'chein kosvaram v'rosh v'hekye im kim v'amen polik ha'yishevim shu atu al bilo achaz shidas ha'ramba. So he says, the Gro agrees ehu the Taz v'yishevim al rosh v'chein mashra v'gore v'nira li gam ha'rambam sviro lekei. In other words, the Gro is also Chelikan de Ramo. He agrees with the Taz, but the Kutzakese so agrees with the Ramo. You see, he's Masik on the Taz. Kutzakese says, who loidok? He says, you see, the Taz says that the Ramo is loidok. So he says, who loidok? The Arab dokete. Din kein hat nur am mei da gam kein und aber mufa we khim mo kha hat kiu ki ko sa bereiche el va da dai ki ko ba shas mi apil mo kha mo tmei fa a mai boy mo kha mo tmei fa ho ya be kai ma ko ya mi mo tmei fa why do mo shtag mo so is mi dai ha mo shtag mo na ko de ta because in the chat is that it's kayo so why mi mo kha mo tmei fa mo mo tmei fa not only mi mo kha ha mi mo tmei. The Rosh Gemara emphasizes the mocha le motzmeiva, thus implying that Hayein, he certainly could be made. V'dei chet leima dorek oma kim nikom amufa lechi le mocha afilu miyad le motzmeiva. Dimkin hafu le neima mi amrino kim nikom le mocha le motzmeiva. But the Gemara says le mocha le motzmeiva. Implication being Hayein motzmeiva. V'hei nikom anam kosa hocha le mocha kim amini se dome. Mashma do le mocha kim le boyome. V'imise kim tari kiyum, afil miyad, v'imotse neima lo. So why do the Gemara say, v'imocho kiman v'imise dome? V'ikuyem. The Gemara should say v'ikuyem, not kiman v'imise dome. Elo vadai hoche kushi. Di vadai yipoe le meipa lo miyad, le'ach ha'shova lo mufa lechi limocho, motse neipa. Di nei di mufa lechi limocho, le'ava afore, kiyum nami le'ad. Elo di miboe le imotse neipa lo limocho, mi abdino le imotse neipa lo, do kaino le imdori, Kleima, Leim, Layim, Vim, Ken, Kayam, the Mufa, the Mocha, Goma. Or do more. So, in other words, so maybe we can say that this, the original Loshna Fore, is null and void. And since he didn't realize the new Loshna Fore, so maybe, when the day expired, so maybe, the Mocha, the Mocha, the Mocha. Or do more, Kikoma, the Mufa, the Mocha, Mayim, Goma, Vim, Kinari, Hebel, the Mocha. ואין לי כל מפוס הרוכל, ואין תמצאו אימא, כי אם דקים העיין, ממוח את מדי זה דומה, ולא אין כמה כי אם דקים העיין, סור מוצא לאימא. זהו בואו דעס הרמב״ם. וכי מה שמי יסייע, למעיין לרמב״ם זה איפה, זה לא מדי נכון. אורס, צודק לפשע, נא, נא יודע לי גמרי, פוסית. ואין תמצאו אימא, אך לא אוכל, כי אם דקים העיין, ממוח, כי מדי זה דומה, אומר לו, כי אם חישו, מה? מי אמרים לו, כי מדי אומר לו? מופלכי, לחשו דומה, הודיעו בו הוליום. ואין תמצאו אימא, הוליום או לא? מי אומר לו, מה? מי אמרים לו, כי דקים אי כלי, הודיעו בו, כי דקול הימי, ברקומי וברפורי, כי אומר מופלכי, לחשו מה? תושי, הרי אני מזירו משם הבית, ואומר, אבל אני, אין יוכלו, ואני אימא, ואני יומה הוא ענב שידה בנוסע. אבל הרי נזיר אותו לא, אבל הרי נזיר אותו לא, דשו אחס קיים לו לחשו, היא בואי לא איתה. זו גמור הסיום, דהבה מן גמור הסיום, the defect that he said ואני only shows, only proves that he wants an edder לכל הפוחס for one show. Otherwise he didn't want an edder. To be kind of him for one show, he couldn't be matvis in her. But in order to be matvis in her, it's not necessary that the nether should be kind of little more. So we made a, so only from the Bani is only an indication, that Ani only indicates that there is L'chola Poches, a kilo for one show. But there is no indication that there is a kilo for more than one show, for more than one show, and still he says, "And Yochel, by my name, by me, don't my Allah be nagnozim. But when he says the Lord, he has kind of a hashor. He for me, by my Yochel, Allah be shum dechim dekim ekime. So the Gemara says, "Loi, kosova, kol bani kiman doma kiyem dechil leyom da. Now let's see that. In the time that we came here, we walked among these dome. She did not know that we walked among the dome. We did not know that we walked among these dome. We walked among the dome. Kim Rishoma, do we dome show by a show? We did not know. We should walk in the barapore. So mainly it's not how our other brought show by a show. So he still has jurisdiction. So mainly it can be hard. We all know about the law. תחי אם דיום הבני אישית תתפס רוסו כל מדי תדמי חלק ואבל כאילו הייתי מנס רוסו ומשינו אחרי דיוח לא אוקר ומאי לי מבני לא אומר הוא אמר פשידה ונוזר כאילו מדי לי שיהוד נוזר ומשינו אחרי אפיס בוס רוסו אבל נוסים אז לא נהיד על כל כושו האחס קיים לי דיו לא יהיה חמאטיס בי לחשו היא בואי ריפה אם ניסה דחיון מקים לחישו ומוף הולך לחשו מעמד דיבד היום מעמד לא ישתי כל מרוכת בשחס אם נעמד לא מקים לחישו לחד לחן או ממוב הולך אלא בא במשינו אחרי אמרד אם דוח לא אופר בשביל מכיל מקים מקימי ולהכין המהורת יש די לכן אמרד לחשו מה צריך אבל בקוסבה חיל יום הבעני סתום מכימן דום מקים מכיל היום המדל ולא היו פשיטי ולחום מונה היו כך להבה אפור אבל איתו
just said mufalachim l'mocha. Mi amrino b'mocha l'motze meifa v'kimon nirayim or yil mokim yom l'kim chayim kom mufalachim l'mocha mayim kom. So we discussed the pshat of the Ram and the Rosh and also the pshat of the Rambam, the machlekes between the Taz and the Zakeset in the Rambam, of course, I mean, the whole machlokes is only in connection to this Rambam. But all of them, said Hashem Shevehem, means that you all agree that the second Abaye is reference to the case where he just said, Muf alechim l'mocho. But the Tisus Reed says, in other words, it goes back to the first Abaye. The first Abaye is reference to the case where he just said, Kim l'chiyayim. And nothing else. So me, I'm going to command the Lord of the Mohol, the Mohol, the Mohol. So now the second Abai is, in Tim Zalema, in the first case, Holy Omalo, Omalo, suppose in addition to Kiyam Nechayayim, he also said Mufal Chil Mohol. In other words, where he spelled it out explicitly. Oyo, kim le khayima, mi amrin ot mandama du bkhul le khodame, oy dim molama, kim le shvakom le ishka, av la khol ay, im le tsakim ot ken yo, shei ha khol a khakom, vim kim tsalima, holo malo, omalo le mocho, mu fa le khul le mocho, omalo le mocho, u mu fa le khul le mocho, ma pirish a khasho, pirish a khasho omalo, shomalo, kim le khayim, omalo le namo mu fa le khul le mocho. ולא יפסי גנאי אלו שני הדבורים אומר לגוזח הזה מי אמרינו למוח אלו מוצא מיפה דורקים אלו מין ראי פירש מהפור אחר קומה או ידיל בו כאילו לא אומר כאילו לכי כי אומר לו הוא מוח לכי למוחו כי מעלים קום so in other words he explains the Gemara that the Gemara has reference to the second Abaye of the Gemara has reference to the case where he mentioned both Kiyam Lichyaye so the first Abaye is reference to the case where he just said Kiyam Lichyaye and he didn't couple it with Mufa Lechel Mocha. So is it considered as if he said it? Because implicitly it's considered as if he said it. Or since he didn't spell it out, we don't say that implicitly he said it. The Imtim Zalayim Ahol Yomalo, because since he didn't spell it out, so we don't consider it as if he spelled it out. Suppose he did spell it out. And he said what? This is how he explains, and it's mashma from the washing of the ritual that we also explain it that way. That's unlike all the other shaming. But you more, I boil, Baal Shalom Yishte, you repeat it, Kiyam Lechi, Hayoy, Uri Mofo, Uri Mofo, Uri Mofo Lechi. מי אמרינו כי נקי מהיים של מוצא נאיפה או ידיעו מגוף על חימוכו מהש לכם so the ritual it appears that the ritual is also explaining it the same way as it is now we have to the Mishnah we already went over this piece but since we skip the next piece so briefly go over the Mishnah again Meisa Oru with the Sreik Tov Yishus Leba Meisa Baal with the Sreik Tov Yishus Leba וזה יופקיח האור וקיח הבא בדבר אחר יופקיח הבא וקיח האור שהבא הוא מיפה בבאגיה ואור בין מיפה בבאגיה מי סוף נסחית לו שיש לו דלת שנבא לי יוחלוף שהבא הוא מיפה בבאגיה וגמור בפורש מה איתה אלה? In other words, why do we say that מי סוף הוא נסחית לו משוס לבא כמו אלו so the magro binoreo beisavir binoreo beisavir So that means that even if the father is Dalai, she still considered to be Beis Avir. What does it mean? That the Omus doesn't acquire sole jurisdiction even upon the death of the father. Now, Meis Adam is saying, which is Lord, we know all. Amarabe, the Mako, the Moyes Yerish, the Dorel, Makish came out by a Shnil, came out by a Shino. מה קיים אבי ראשינו בני פלחודי, אף קיים אבי שני או בני פלחודי. ואם אנחנו נדור של דיולוס, that the opus hasn't heard in his lifetime, and then he died. She made an idea in the lifetime of the opus, but the opus died before the opus heard the idea. אבל נדור של דיולוס, but if the opus died after the heard an Eder. So the Omos already acquired jurisdiction of an Eder. Lui was an Ifara. So the Mora says, he'd been doing Shlomir the Omos. So we don't have to resort to the Hekesh of Makish, Kidna Abayishnir, Kidna Abayishnir. Because then we know it from the posik of Nereo Bishovionach. So when do we have to resort to the drosha of Makish Kimavayishne, Kimavayishino? Only if Nirulo is rich. That even though those already acquired jurisdiction, and then he died, so still it's Misrik no issues left. We went over, but we'll go over again. My time will come in the early Sabin. My time will sleep with the Baal to all, I will not hold. My time will come to some God miss about saying which is law, boy not. In the early Sabin, a mash from God bless the Ava Katis is a bit. In boy is he a lead, she only makes him a poor God. When the Mishnah says that Habal is Mifa Bipagia, now, What does the Mishnah reference to? Habal Mecha Bibagya, not the Nisui. Because by Nisuo, so not only Bibagya, I mean the Baal is made for all, whether she's a Beitres, or she's an Arrow, or she's a Tano, a Baal is made for the Midori of Mishnah. Regardless whether she's a Beitres, or an Arrow, or a Tano. So obviously when the Mishnah, the whole Mishnah deals with an Ahuso, not the Nisuo. It is obvious that when the Mishnah says Shabbal Mikvah Mibagia, the Mishnah is referenced to Nahus, not to Nisro. So the implication of the Mishnah is that if she is a Beitres, the Nahus is a Beitres, that the Baal is Mikvah by himself. By himself. So the Gemara says, Eichetam, Ilei Meshikit Shokishin Nahu, Ubokro, Medemi says of the Halachit. So the Mishnah is telling us that if Kitcho Shinaro, and then she became a Beitres, so then the Baal is so jurisdictional, and the Dorim became a Mayfair in Solo. So why is it like that? Mer de Mise Mitzio, Bagres Mitzio, she said. Ma Mise Lo Nisreik No Rishus Li Baal, Al Bagres Lo Nisreik No Rishus Li Baal. So, let's see that. Hey, the dog is a bad little bag. Mer de mi se mi tia mishes up. The him she may spoke as who said, we got a little bit of one. Vinaftalon mi de si. Vistach out is a nechem is us me se ham in nech. U bagas mi tia mishes up. The si vinoga o bisa bio, vilo bagas. So ma mi se when is right no issues with bar. A bagas when is right no issues with bar. Kim di chola o lele shuso mi kam e bagres do ki she kicho na le sabe do ki she kicho na le sabe elos moi nu se teret elos she kicho ki she beitres o pois le meima chi vi she no le le shuso ko she di azma she nos le chachon lo us ואבוסו לפרנס עצמון, כי אם מכאן בין הבעל חיים ונסהו, כי זה בפרק אבוקי, יופי. So what is the Gemara? The Gemara apply the din of the Mishnah that the nose can be made fair in solo the Nidorim of his wife the Beigres only to a case where the Oros became Mechuyev in the Mizenes of the house. Like this, an Oros is not Chayev Mizenes. When does a husband become Mechuyev to support his wife only after the suit. But if, let's say, if she demanded to get married and he didn't get married, and let's say a certain period has elapsed, this chedesh, whatever the she does manis. So then, see, in view of the fact that the host is delinquent in performing the marriage, and she is already an ahuso, so the mele, he becomes Mechuyev Mizenis. That's the Ramon. Because the Chiru of Mizenis, with the Aisim, even according to the Rambam who passes, that Chero means Mizenis, so it's only if she's in Isur, so the husband is Mechuyev with the Aisim to support his wife. But if she's Nahuso, even though he was supposed to have married her, and he was delinquent, so he's not Mechuyev Mizenis with the Aisim. But that is only Ramon. But the fact is, that if the Orus is delinquent in marrying the Ahuso, so then it becomes Mechuyev in supporting the Ahuso even before the Nisui. So in such a case, he can be made from Nidor. Now the question arises, why does the Gemara? So in other words, the whole reason is to why he has the keyach to make for the Dorim is because he's mechuyev in Amzeis. So why does the Gemara say Elo shekicho kishi beitres? And Yudveis chidesh lapsed. Yudveis chidesh or lamed yeim, whatever the shiur is. So why does the Gemara have to say Elo shekicho kishi beitres? Since kicho kishi beitres by itself is not enough, but it has to be coupled with the Zman of Yudveis Chedesh or Lamed Yeim having elapsed. So Gemara could have said the same thing. Gemara could have said, Shisekicho Kishinado. Ihnen geschickt, geschehen alle. And if this Hiddish elapsed, why dachte she kitcho kishi beggars? Why dachte she kitcho kishi beggars? But even kitcho kishi now and she's a beggars now. From the Rosh Nagmoni, it's mashma that only the Gdushin took place while she was a beggars. But even the Gdushin took place while she was an Aro, and then she became a beggars. Even though he's hiding in her Mizaynes, he still cannot be beggars. And from the Hans Loschen is also much more this. As the Kerneo is Midayim. Now, the Ran, so two. First, two Rans. In the Kasha of the Torah. Av Bagres lo Yisrekno Rishus Lepar. Kitten di Chola le Rishus Aob. Mikame Bagres. Do kishi kitcho nares habe. And then when Yimor gives the Teretz, elo shi kitcho kishi beitres, u boyis, remember the Chriven, so he emphasizes first keeping the cholal rishus of mikame bagas. In other words, because so in the kashet he more emphasizes the fact that at the time of the kedushin, so there was she was still in the rishus av. So then he more in the teretz the kishuk she breakfast. So that means that at the time of the kedushin she was already not the rishus av. The implication being, suppose at the time of the kedushin she was an av. She was an hour, and then, a few months later, she became a baker. And it's already showing in this Chedesh. It's already showing in this Chedesh. So, he's still, so he's Bechuyah B'Mizaynes, so he still cannot be made. That's how it's mashma. Actually, from Rosh Hashanah Gemara, it's mashma like that. But from the Ran, but in the Gemara, you could say Lav Davka, as there are some Rishayim who say Lav Davka. But from the Rosh Hashanah of the Ran, since the Ran emphasizes, al bagas lo nisrek no rishus lebal ki lichol al rishus al betal bagas. So when the Gemara says el shekicho ki she beikres, so that means because it's never chol al rishus al. Mashein ke if the rishus al was chol, so then even though later on became a chuyav mizines and later on she became a beikres, so he cannot be made. He cannot be made. Uboy is lemeimah. The chilbe, al shkit shibe yisut, boi zemeh, the chilbe she'ein ol ol shusha. Because at the time of the dushin, she was already yotza ol shusha. His kol she higi azman, she nos lechachonim lo orus, vahavim so lefanis satsmo, kim mikam reil o bal chayim ni neseo, yofi. But suppose, kitcho kishi naro, and then a few months later she became a beitres, and you face chidesh has expired, from the day of the triye, of the demand, he still cannot be. He still cannot be. Who she takes like that? So that was so shrei in Suvez, in Pirik Ahopi, mentions a machwege Hashem. Uri in a forest in Dori, Misho, Tago Esoshre, Yuxuves Perikapopi, that Tago Esoshre that is adjacent to paragraph Yudal, in Perikapopi, in the Rosh, paragraph Yudal. So he says, Uminian Akoras Nidor, Misho Shabal Chayim Bimzenis, Meifel Ibadei Biloya, from the moment that he becomes mechuyev mizeinis, so the Baal himself is mefer lo yahav. In other words, regardless whether the kedushin took place when she was a beikres already or while she was an av. So as long as he becomes mechuyev mizeinis, so he can be mefer nidor. This is Rivi Rashi. Avo Rav Natan miforesh, davkei kishen iskacho achar bakrus, oi achar almonis. Oy acha misesav, kishein lo kvor b'yoshusa. Oy acha almones, it means so acha almones of ilansui, because the moment she becomes an isur, so is yotzer b'yoshusa, and then if the husband died, so she and then somebody else was mikadisha, some male at the time of the kedushin, she was not in the b'yoshusa. So then the halacha is that if she becomes mechuyev mizeinus, he can be made. Or yachad mitzusar, ki she'ein lo kvar b'shusar, avol niskatcho b'reis she'ein b'shusar, avol gam dibocho v'yotzo b'shusar, v'afilu she'ein skino, ein abal mefer el lachad mitzusar. So he mentions the name of Rabbi Ram. And the Karnero is medallion from the Rosh of the Ram, that the Ram agrees the shite of Ramatam. The Ram agrees in the shite of Ramatam. In other words, so what does Ramatam say? It's actually from the Rosh of Agmor, it's much more like that. Because according to the Rian Rashi, that it doesn't make any difference whether the Kedushin take place while she was a baker's, or the Kedushin took place while she is an Arab. So even if the Kedushin took place while she is an Arab, and then she became a baker's later on, and he became queer in her mezeis. So the male is able to be made fair. So the whole Rosh Nagmore is very strange. Why did the Gemara emphasize? Ilay the kishi 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 nalo. Ubocho mer de misa nitzia. Ubakus nitzia mishusar. Ma misa lo nisreikno vishus libao. Al bakus lo nisreikno vishus libao. El shikichu kishi bakus. So the Gemara, according to the Rian Rashi, the Gemara should say as follows. Hey, chadam. Ilayne, she kicho, kishinaro, vinodro kishinaro, ubogo, somer de misenitia, ubagos mitia, she said. Ab mami somer de sekio, she said, bala, bala, de sekio, she said, bala. Elo, So the Gemara should say, Elo she kicho, leilom she kicho kishinaro, ubogro vinodro kishibo. That's all. Why does the Gemara have to say in the Teretz Elo she kicho kishibekas? So it's mashma that when it's in the Yivea, only if it's kicho kishibekas, but if it's kicho kishinaro, even though it's bogro. And the neder was taken by her after she reached Vares, he cannot believe it. That's how it's mashma, like on the top. So the Rian Rashi will have to say that Lavdavke. In other words, when the Gemara, the Rian Rashi will say, when the Gemara gives the Teretz, Elo shekicho kishi vedres, the Gemara means that the neder took place after Vares, not the Dikdush. So why does the Gemara say Elo shekicho kishi vedres? Usually, not usually. If it's kitchen shebekas, then of course the neder was taken kishibekas. But in the Hanami, even if she kitchen kishinaro, and then she became a bekas, and she took the neder after bakras, and it's showing the ischedesh, his mechudim mezeides, he also be able to make. But the washing of the Gemara is strange, according to the Rishash. But according to Ramatam, it's very good. Now, we have to understand what is the pshat of Ramatam. After all, here it's not on the basis. Now, the Tesis Rishi is, of course, according to Tesis Rishi, we understand very well the Gemara. Because the Tesis, as I mentioned, the Tesis Rishi. The Tesis Rishi is that Norus has the same status as that. In other words, just as that, by himself, without the restrictive powers of a nose, so he could be mefer in the dorim of the passing soul. So, when do we say that an av cannot be mefer in the dorim of the passing soul if there is a nose? So it's because they're always restricted. So the Tzitzis Rishis says that the same thing applies to a nose. The rose by himself has the potential of being lifted in the dome of the house of the soul. Just like in a nose. But the reason why a nose cannot is because she has an av who has jurisdiction over the bas. So he restricts it. But if there is no jurisdiction of an av, let's say she's a patriot, or she's insane, so then the Oros has sole jurisdiction, just as the Av has sole jurisdiction. In other words, but you ask, So why does the Mishnah say that Meisra Avon is Rektolish is Lebal? If the Ovos has the potential, if the Ovos has the potential of being Mekfir in Zoro, so we don't even have to resort to Aloch of Misreikno. Because by himself, an Ovos has an exclusive jurisdiction. But when there is an Av, so then he's restricted. He's restricted. Just as an Av is restricted, when there is a nose. So a nose is restricted if she has an arm. But if it's made, she has no arm. The answer is, for the same reason that we require a posik, that makes a balance in from Yeshua. Why do we require a posik? Of Makish, Kidna Vayashim, without the posik. After all, the arm had exclusive jurisdiction. And then he became restricted. But he died, so then there is no restriction. The answer is, we are referring to a nether that was taken while she had a nose. And then the nose died. But we are referring to a nether that was taken by the Ahuse while the nose was alive. So Mele, the Ovos already either acquired actual jurisdiction, if he already heard of the Neder in his lifetime, or even if it's lineal, he didn't hear, so he didn't acquire actual jurisdiction. But since the Neder was taken, so he was ready to acquire jurisdiction by hearing, so even before he heard, he acquired potential jurisdiction. So the Mele, without the posik of this reikno, so the father couldn't be made for by himself. Masha'inkei, if, let's say, if the nether was taken after the Ovos died, so then we don't have to resort to a posik of Makich. So maybe the same talents we could say, according to this sleep, when the Mishnah says, Meisabah, obviously the Mishnah is reference to a case where the Neder was taken while the Av was alive. So the father already acquired either actual jurisdiction if he also heard the Neder in his lifetime, or the Cholapo has potential jurisdiction. So the Mele, and then the father died. So it's going to be delicious about. But if the Neder was taken after the father died, and she doesn't have any jurisdiction at the time of the Neder, she did not have any jurisdiction of the father, so then the old by himself is able to be made very strong. That's the shite of this. Alright, but all the other shema. So the Tzitzis is actually young. So anyway, according to the Tzitzis, we understand this why the Gemara says, Elo Shekicha Kishibetis. Elo Shekicha Kishibetis. So, because we don't, according to the Tzitzis, if the Ketushin took place, while she is a baker, as a matter of fact, we'll soon see from the Russian of the Tzitzis, that according to the Tzitzis himself, the Kitcho Kishin Begras is loved after. And we could say, Kitcho Kishin Naro V'Hakach Nisbago. V'Hakach Nisbago. And she took the Neder after Bagos. Alright. But that's according to this. But according to all the other Mishaymi, why does the Gemara say, Elo She Kitcho Kishin Begras? So, the Gemara could have said, Inve Kitcho Kishin Naro. And then she became a Begras. And then she came a Begres, and she took the Neder after she became a Begres, and it showed in Meisrenish, because Kitchikshi Begres itself is to be coupled with Shasu in Meisrenish. So the Rin and Rashi would say Nachman, but according to Ramadan, it's Dafke, Kitchikshi Begres. But if it's not Kitchikshi Begres, our Ramadan calls Dafke Kishiniskaja Habakit. ויחר אלמונס, אלמונס נמסוי, ויחר מססעב, כשאין לו כבר בשוסעב, אבל הוא נזכת שוב אישי בשוסעב, אבל גם, while she was in Arlo, אבל גם דיבוקו, ויוצא בשוסעב, ואפילו שהסכימו, even if 10 years, or 50 years have elapsed, he mentions, an unusual situation. Suppose he was Mikadisha while she was an Av. Then she became a princess. But he still didn't marry her. He still didn't marry her. And 50 years have already elapsed. And he still didn't marry her. And of course, he's hired with Zedis. He's hired with Zedis. Because after the Israel, she became quick to support her. So even after 50 years, she became already a scandal. So he cannot be made. He cannot be made. Only if the Kedushin took place, lachabakas. Now, we have to understand. But it fits the Losh Nagmore. Hamletam Shite fits Losh Nagmore, and the Karameo is bidayik that the Ram Shite is like Hamletam. Now, let's see the Gemara. Elo Shikishik Shibayis. And that means, הוא בויס למימד החיפו שאין לו לאו אישו סעב כל שהגיע הזמן שנוס לך חום לא אורוס והרוסו ופעם נסס עצמו כידי במקם ראיר לבעל חי ונסעו so yeah so what you want to see so it means you see so it means that he's Nechuye is able to be made there because it's Kichok Shibayres and that she is high in support what you want to see Habit Veshishwas Yisraelish. So it's a machlokes. Now, as soon as we finish, as we reach the Mishneh, as a matter of fact, we already covered the next Mishneh, up to the Gemara at the bottom of that Ayalek on the base. So as soon as we finish this Daf, so then we proceed to the Mishneh that I am Gimel on the base. Beit Veshishwas Yisraelish, and then the Sugya that I am Dalek. Up to the Mishnah that I made. And then we'll go back to Yiboyeru, Gereshit, Ishtik, Adam, Yerikak, Adam. Alright. So you know, what do you want to call it? Habei, Veshishuas, Yerish, Chedesh. Hoku, Bekashi. Am, Redabei, Veshishuas, Mishnah, Chosok, Chedesh. So what did the Mishnah say? Habit and Baker Shishas in the Kiddish, Balwam Lamade, the Blazer, the Holy Bible has a cell yoke, the Hakom Mimina Balmain, the Ashikon Sushu say. So what are you saying? That this Mishneh calls with her Blazer. This is how all the Nishim make, except for the days of sleep. Explain it. So this Mishneh, which says, Shabalmain for everybody, it calls with her Blazer, and it's based upon the human Zaynes. So why does it have to tell us here? It's mentioned that I am Gimel on the Beis. But you know how the Zinn Abi Yeshua Zinn is finished? How do the Kashi? I'm with the Gimel itself that I am Gimel as that Kashi. How am I with the Beis Yeshua Zinn is finished? The Beis Yeshua Zinn is finished. The Beis Yeshua Zinn is finished. Stone Beis Yeshua Zinn is finished. Now, in the Sukhya Yixuvetz, we should go over the Sukhya Yixuvetz there. So the Rabune says that a Beis Yeshua does not require a Zman of Yudbeis Chedesh. A Beit Res only requires a Zman of Lamed. Who requires a Zman of Yudbeis Chedesh? A Nar. Tam. But not a Beit Res. A Beit Res, according to Ravune, requires only Lamed. In other words, suppose today she became a Beit Res. Today she became a Beit Res. And then she demanded of him that they should get married, have the soon. She's now on salary for some time. But today she became a baker. And today she made demands upon him to have the soon. Then 30 days later, if he doesn't marry her, even though it's 30 days as of the day she became a baker, and 30 days as of the day she made a demand upon him to have the wedding. So, if after 30 days have expired, he did not marry her, so he's mechuyev in support. That's a comment of Rabbanim. But the Gemara is deicha Rabbanim. We don't pass the right one. But one thing is true about the Rabbanim, that even though we don't pass the right one, and we pass it, that even a Bekeres requires a period of 12 months in order that the whole should be higher in support, but the number of months that have elapsed from the Bagres is included in the Cheshbon. In other words, by Bagres, according to Ravune, so if, let's say, she makes it, today she becomes a Bagres, and she makes demand upon the oros today to have me wedded. Then 30 days later, as of today, he mechuyev in her mezuzis, a contract. But we ask, no, he doesn't become mechuyev mezuzis. But suppose today she becomes a mezuzis, and then 12 months elapse after today, and then after 12 months she makes demand upon him for the first time. So then, since 12 months have already elapsed, heirs of the Bagres, so you only have to wait. So he's only given 30 days as of the moment of demand upon him. And suppose, let's say, that she becomes a Bagres today, and then she makes demand upon him a month later, so then he's given only 11 months. So in other words, the month that has elapsed since Bagres is included in the cheshbon of 12 months. This is the way we pass. So the Gemara asks the kashe, hokuf kashe. Am the tabulish just to sachinish, we bring us home to sachinish, bring us lam dim sagalo, ton the Bagres, we shall show us all you base chinish. So the question is, why does it have to be mentioned twice? The boy is saying, "Oh, he died." Who paid the debt on the house? The fine came home. She the boy is fucking about the abono. The boy is saying, "He paid the debt." So where is he interested in telling us the fine came on the mish? Why did he not mention it? And here he wouldn't even mention it. But since he mentioned one keach that the keach hav that is yofim keach habal, so memila agavut he mentioned another example where the keach habal is yofim keach habal. Why must we be bezein or sefseif and amos? Now let's see that. What do you know? Let's see. By fear, get it out of the homily. Without the homily. Und mir kamen das gleich kusche Deibach massitzen Preis was reise und mir vorgelo lommel ich das gehte ist bis ich im Sakel that is directed against the mission that I'm giving da wo noch es wirle wie viel ich habe auch schon ich posso gar kommen big ist ich schon gehen und mir kamen wieder aber halt selbst wie nei da wo ich sehen so was er und dann passt mein kabone so that words that even by bigness. So he's given a 12-month period, so we don't pass by Kabune because according to Rabune, so she's only given a 30-day period, and we don't even have to wait for 12 months to elapse as of the day of the Bagras. We don't pass like Rabune, but we pass that we do allow a 12-month period to elapse from the Bagras, but we don't require a 12-month period from the demand. For as of demand, we only require a 30-day period. Mi also now asking the whole show of the Israelis, Misha Boko, in this catch, Raham Hanil Lamed Yay, Mishka, which is the other Israelis, or this catch being she's really vocal. Vocal, Mishimoka match, hey, her posse. But suppose she's in this catch, a month after Bagres, then he's given what kind of period? 11 months. Suppose he's in Scotia 2 months, so he's given 10 months. And when she moche mak, she hit the posse, the tonne baker, she shows, she was a chidish, the baker's name was Matrotso, she have shall live his level, she is in Yale, Abu Mishkachas, called she kitchen, she baker, she is in his chidish, hello, she is in Scotia, we have recently by Gus. And she my out, pay a trick, we have a misne, the baker's in his chidish, and for Kino, tonne baker, she has in his chidish. For the baker's kidino, she is man of the Hosabi yes. And what do you mean? Because of the Yesar, it all depends how many months after Bagres she was discharged. In other words, if she was discharged on the day of Bagres, so then she's given, so we allow for 12 months. If she was discharged a month after Bagres, we allow for 11 months. If she was discharged 2 months after Bagres, we allow for a 10-month period. So in what case do we allow 12-month period? Only if she was discharged on the day of the Bagres. So that's only one case. So why does he mention the Yudveis month period when this is only relevant to one case? So he said, when a baby is given, she is man with Hosan Yesa, he will see me. When now she shows us man a kotzlo, the Irish she was a Hiddish, who will buy a Hale and sell yo. We call what in cash it out the biggest family. The boy is saying, bring his dog head up. Why did he tell me, Loso, Mishmi, boy, a figure was a rabbon? Mushimo Hotam, it don't last me love. The love, the other. Because of the Inai, Mishni, more than come a baker, the Ochedavke, the other of the Mishni, but I said Davke, because after all, the Mishnah that I give will mention the Machlekes and the Rabbon, here it doesn't mention the Machlekes. So there is Davke, we will be rational. We miss the Hastomi Ekoma, that is Tavake Machlekes. We nearly come a baker to Ochedavke, love Davke, and Lima must be seen as I said, was a Kamaisik. Last of what I'm last year did the day is, I will behind my sister Kamaisik. Schon wissen. Und was hoch in Bidach was wissen, komm aus dem Lot, du will nicht mehr hast, komm, ich kann mit Lab die Werke. Die Boy ist in der Dinge, das ist Dacke, du hast ein Muschi, es hat alles schwer mit dem Dinge, das ist nicht der Meise. In Tieres Tamaleo, allein in der Nosse Frensche, besu, Jopi, Kirab, Kirabal, noch ein Amal, wie der Chatani, du war auch, Jopi, Kirabal, Kirab. Anyway, von der Rand, Sloschen, Nes, der Kernero, ist mit Dai, Kitz, Maschma, der die Grüße, die Schiedef, Rame, Tam. Now, so, the Schiedef, Rame, Tam, is very much in consonance in the Roshna, Mo. But according to the Ri and Rashi, in Suves, we have to say that it is Labdavke, the Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says, Elokishikicha Kishibekis. Now, what's the Hezbeh in Rabbitam Shikim? As far as Rosh Hashanah is concerned, so it's more mashma like the Shite of Rabbitam. But as far as the Svot is concerned, why should it make a difference whether she was Niskacho Achabadnes or she was Niskacho Binahuzo and she became a Begles? After all, the Keyach of Atone is grounded in the Chiyuv Mizeines, and the Chiyuv Mizeines applies in either case, whether she was Niskacho Kishinau and then she became a Begles, or she's Niskacho Kishinau. As long as the 12-month period or the 30-day period, whatever, it has expired. So why does Amitam say that when can he be made there? Only if the Kedusha took place before she appears. The answer is, as the Rambam point out, in the Gemara, that even though the Gemara mentions that the reason as to why the Baal always can be made there, after he becomes the Kriya in her support, is because of the Pinchas Aloch of Kol HaNidares al Dat Bailu Nidares, but it doesn't mean it's not connected with the Keach of the Baal. Of course it's connected with the Keach of the Baal. It's not because Baal is a Yechitimtze of a woman being named there, Allah's Baal. So you can have a man or a woman being named there, al Das, another person. So the Pinchas Aloche wouldn't apply, as the Rambam will point out. So the Pinchas Aloche, the Pinchas does not deny that there is a special Zeras HaKosuv of Keach HaBaal, that the Baal has jurisdiction. But the Pinchas Ho says, what's the pshat in Kol HaNidares HaDas Baal HaNidares? Some in Eile. So there are some Rishonim who apply it even to a non-Baal. But most Rishonim say no. This Aloche of the Pinchas applies only to a Baal, not to a non-Baal. Not to a non-Baal. So let's say, suppose someone will adopt a child. So, and then as far as the psychology of the adopted child is concerned, so it's on doubts of the adopting parents. So we say that the adopting parent has a care of a foreign law. It is special aloche that it Baal is a Keach HaForeh. It Baal is a Keach HaForeh. But the Pinchas says that the Keach HaForeh that was vested in the Baal is grounded in the mitzies of Kol HaNidares al Das Baal HaNidares. What does it mean? It means this. That what's the aloche that the Baal can be made here? In other words, that the Baal has jurisdiction over the nidorim of his wife. So, Mele, he couldn't have out the din jurisdiction if the wife, if the average wife had been a woman's lib personality, if the average wife had been a woman's lib personality, then a husband wouldn't have a yahapa. True, that the Torah gave jurisdiction over the Baal to be made over the Nidorim of his wife. But in order that the Baal should have Al-Fidin jurisdiction over his wife, so the wife and the whole must submit to his jurisdiction. What does it mean? Kolanidaris al-Paspayanidaris? It means that she is willing to submit to the jurisdiction of the husband. So of course I don't mean that if a certain woman will come to best and make a declaration, I have a membership card in women's lib group, and so because of that, so the husband will not be able to be made fair. It doesn't depend upon the fact as to whether this particular wife submits. The fact that a woman, the average woman, submits to the jurisdiction of the husband, that gives the husband the jurisdiction of the dog. So the male, we say, because of Pinchas Aloche, that even that the reason is why an Ohus has no care to be fair, the Dorim of his Agus, so and so. And the Nosu has is because a Nosu, a Nisue, the average Nisue, submits to the jurisdiction of the Baal. The average Aruse does not submit to the jurisdiction of the Baal. So then, but if there is an Aruse who also submits, who willingly submits to the jurisdiction of the Aruse, so that Aruse has the same chaos as another. But it's not based exclusively in Aldas Bailan Deres. Aldas Bailan Deres. It is based upon the issues of the Baal. But the reshus of the Baal over Nidorim is also based upon the willingness of the average woman to submit to the jurisdiction of the Baal. That's the meaning of Kol Nidares, Aldas Baal Nidares. So the male, even if Arahuse is also his wife, she's a Meshishish. If he's Mechuyev, once he becomes Mechuyev in her support, so then, psychologically, she has the same attitude towards him as if she had already been his wife. So, and she is his wife, because Eres in itself makes her his wife. So, Mimele, he is able to be made fair the Nidorim soul. But, the reason is why, if he's Mechuyev Mizenes, so he can be made via her Nidorim in Solo, is because of the issues of the Baal of those. But an Ohus is distinguishable from an Osu, because whereas an Isuo does not submit to the jurisdiction of the whereas an Ahuso does not usually submit to the jurisdiction of the Ohus, so an Isuo usually submits. So an Ahuso, who is entitled to support from the Ohus, has the same status as an Isuo. So the Mele, it's on the basis. It's on the basis of the Rishus Abba that it can be made there. So the Mele, the Shita from Netam is, now, since it's not grounded exclusively in Aldas Bailan, but there is such a Shita. But most Rishayim reject Achirut on that Shita. And they say that this Alocher for Aldas Bailan there is, has no bearing upon a person explicitly taking an eder al das somebody else. Then this aloche al das bailoni deres has no bearing. So in other words, so the aloche of al das bailoni deres is also grounded in the rishus abal. But in order to have sole jurisdiction, there are two elements. First of all. Theoretical jurisdiction, and that was given that was given by the Torah to the Baal, theoretical jurisdiction, and then jurisdiction de facto. In other words, that the woman submits, submits to his jurisdiction. So, in case of an Ahusam, who is entitled to the support of the husband, so we have both elements, the theoretical jurisdiction and the jurisdiction in facto. As a matter of fact, as far as the theoretical jurisdiction is concerned, every Ahusam, in every Ahusam, the Dorus says it. But in every Ahusam, the other element of de facto jurisdiction, so of the woman in practice submitting to the jurisdiction and the authority of the Baal is lacking. Mashiach came, if he's showing his chiddush, so then the other element of de facto jurisdiction is also present. So the Meila can be made. So the Meila Rav Netam says, inasmuch as the Chiyuv Mizeinus by itself does not give the Orus jurisdiction, it's because of the Keiach HaBaal, now the jurisdiction that a Baal acquires over the Dov emanates from the Gdushin. From the Yushin. The Rai is the Gemara in Gittin, Nangari, Shesla Baye. Now there is a loche that if someone is in Garish Sishte, it says, who's me playing it? So the Gerashi is not a good Gerashi, because there is a Chisom in Chisus. So the Gemara has an Abaye. Suppose he doesn't make a shiur of who's me playing it, but he says, Harei at me teres lechol odom, Harei at me teres lechol odom, chutz me aferes lechol. Whether that is considered as a shiur, so it's a chisom in Chisus or not. So we see that the aferes lechol is one of the incidents of the ishes that emanates from the douche. Because Gemara has an abaye, if he makes that kind of a shino, whether it's a chisom increases. So since the keach of afore of the jurisdiction that the Baal acquires over the dogma of his wife emanates from the Dushan, so when can he acquire that right? Only if at the time of the Dushan. So true. So you ask, but how about every oath? So immediately after Dushin, he doesn't acquire sole jurisdiction over the Arusol. So the answer is, so he acquires sole jurisdiction through the Dushin at the time of Dushin, vis-a-vis the moment when it will be Mechuyev Mizeinus. So it's only Shayach if at the time of the Dushin she is a Beitres. So she doesn't have the jurisdiction of the father. So mainly the Kedushin can give him, so the Kedushin can give the Orus, the Mekadesh, the jurisdiction over the Neder, and it will be effective the moment he'll be Mechuyev in her support. But even the time of the Kedushin, she is in Ara. So then, the Kedushin couldn't give him jurisdiction over the Neder, because the jurisdiction, the issues of over Nidovim emanates from the Kedushin. That's the pshat in Ramadan. Now, let's see the thesis 3 that I mentioned already once. Now, I want to mention it before I forget that there will be a prine on Naram Rosso, and whatever we covered in Naram Rosso, the 2 weeks from this Thursday. 2 weeks from this Thursday, that's the last day when they are regular storing in the ship. 2 weeks from this Thursday.